From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. North Korea's historic ruling party Congress in Pyongyang includes a promotion for leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea's state-run Korea Central News Agency reported that Saturday's itinerary includes electing Kim to a new position that will likely put him on an equivalent level with his father and grandfather, both of whom held the title of General Secretary of the Workers' Party. Kim's rise in political stature is taking place as a U.S. monitoring group warns that North Korea may be preparing to carry out another nuclear test in the near future. In American politics, Donald Trump, the Republican presumptive presidential nominee, and U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan are set to meet face-to-face next week. The scheduled talk comes after Ryan, the highest-ranking Republican in Washington, apparently angered Trump's campaign when he said he's not ready to back his bid for the presidency.
Paul Ryan, I don't know what happened. He called me 2-3 weeks ago. It was a very nice conversation. He was congratulating me. This was before we had the ultimate victory, but he was congratulating me on doing so well. I figured routinely he'd be behind it. And he, the other day, just did a big surprise because I have had so many endorsements.
Ryan announced Friday that he and other members of the House Republican leadership will meet with Trump Thursday morning, saying the talks will center on the kind of Republican principles and ideas that can win the support of the American people. Ryan isn't the only Republican who's refused to endorse Trump. The party's two last White House occupants, former Presidents George H.W. Bush and his son, President George W. Bush, are sitting out the 2016 campaign. From Washington, this is VOA News.